Wow, it's been a while. Sort of. Okay. As many of you know, I was, as Pastor Eva said, I was on an 8-week long, all intensive summer project with Campus Crusade for Christ, based in Pico Union in downtown LA, about really close to here, actually. My team members and I had the opportunity to visit CUMC at the start of the trip. And I shared a brief summary about the intended purpose of the mission, our ministry sites, and whatnot. However, because it had been so early on, I really had no idea what commitment God had called us to. So I'd like to take the time now to share what I learned about that commitment and to describe his good works in me and in Los Angeles during that time. So here's an excerpt from my project notebook, my journal. Excerpt 1, titled Thoughts and Observations. Downtown LA is an extremely diverse but segregated area. This is evident in the clear boundaries between Pico Union, LA Live, Koreatown, and Exposition Park. The neighborhood is influenced by tourists and locals. The locals of Pico Union, largely Mexican and Salvadorian immigrants, cling onto a rich Latino culture, but also a devastating history of poverty. They are resourceful, care little about time and money management in favor of relationships, and will sacrifice copiously for the improved futures of their children. They struggle with gentrification, or the buying and renovation of houses and stores in deteriorated urban neighborhoods by wealthier individuals, helplessness, post-traumatic stress disorder, among other disabilities. End of excerpt. This was my initial assessment of Pico Union. It was a very distinct personality with common baggage. I too came onto the project with some idea of my identity as a Christian, what I stood for, why I chose to be one branch of the mission team's tree. And I remember sharing with the team that I wanted to be further molded, that was my official project growth term, by God, allowing him to shape me and paint me beautifully, rather than me being like a human development project for myself. Funny thing is, I didn't expect to see LA and myself through his lens and be so utterly and wonderfully humiliated. Excerpt 2, titled A Light Fire. A church thrives when those who attend the church are eager to serve. I've noticed that almost 90% of the attendees at the First Evangelical Free Church of Pico Union are involved in a ministry there, and most are locals, suggesting that vicinity is a key factor in encouraging church members to be present in the church. Another thing, though, is that the people here just won't shut up about God and all that he is and that all he has done. There's praise by day and there's worship by night in so many different forms. I believe that such enthusiasm is God's handiwork. Presence in the church reflects how he lights fires in the hearts of people to bring his children into his beloved sanctuary and closer towards him. End excerpt. I've tangibly experienced that aching desire to walk side by side with him. And let me tell you, the feeling begins internally, and external events are the catalyst. During these 8 weeks, I was homeless and continuously harassed for 3 days. I encountered a demon in the form of an extremely drunk man right at the front door of First EV Free. I met a man with a gift of prophecy. His name was Carl with a K on Skid Row. I was witness to and heard amazing testimonies of former gangsters, drug addicts, victims of severe abuse, pastors, rights advocates, and of course, of my own team members. I am also reminded that the works that I do in my Father's name testify about me. John 10:25. I was a Bible lesson teacher at two VBSs the team leader of three other camps, and I invited hundreds of children to Christ for the first time ever. I washed 20 walls. I cooked for and served many, 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 many hungry men and women at a rescue mission. I was asked to be project director when the official staff left in the middle of the project. I was told that I had a servant's heart. The things that I experienced, they were high-altitude moments where I encountered God, the Holy Spirit, the power of Christ's crucifixion on the cross, and I'm certain that I shed tears at least once per week, maybe twice, maybe even three times, either out of happiness or disillusionment, from the constant stimulus, the emotional toll, lessons, conflicts, epiphanies, and responsibilities. But every single time, God asked me to come to his feet and simply be in awe of what he was capable of doing in the world around me. And then he moved within me. He moved me. I know now why the people of Pico Union couldn't shut up about God. He had appeared before them and he had deeply moved them too. Excerpt 3, Holistic Ministry. Outreach is incredibly important. The youth in Pico Union, in particular, would not be so active or aware of the church and all that God offers through it if it weren't for the visionaries touched by God, desiring to further bring his light into Pico Union. Christians passionate for the Lord, with their active involvement and presence in the community, have a huge impact on the character of the neighborhood and the lives of those living in it. Holistic or comprehensive, whole, full ministry. It involves providing physical and educational resources for the masses while being intentional with Christ-like compassion, respect, dedication, perseverance, grace, and mercy. End excerpt. The girls and I studied a chapter from the book of James every Tuesday night. James is bitingly convicting. I found that his words in chapter 2, when he writes that there's no faith without deeds and no deeds without faith, that made me really restless. My faith in God's might was only being further reinforced by the blinding faith of the locals I met in Pico Union. But the question was, what deeds did he want me to do here? In the neighborhood, in Los Angeles, or even in the greater picture, wherever he called me to be? I heard a very subtle answer. Luke 4:18-19, the Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. As I traveled from Pico Union to Venice, to Long Beach, to Linwood, Bell, Highland Park, Compton, all areas with violent past and spiritual darkness, I saw that really nothing that I would do could radically benefit the communities there. I was supporting existing ministries and providing momentary rest for missionaries. But, oh my goodness, God's presence in each community was what was radical. And I mean radical. You could physically sense the Spirit's presence in each community. Because the people who are running the churches, the missions, and the organizations, people from all over the world, people from all over the country, they had heard Luke 4:18-19 too, and they obeyed God's calling by moving into these broken neighborhoods, and then they radiated Christ's love so intensely amidst all the brokenness that I could see the chains of years and years of sin breaking down before my eyes, and it had been happening for a long time. So I've come to realize that this testimony, my testimony regarding this mission project, is not really my testimony. Because I can't deny that there is importance in the personal growth that I had in the Spirit, in developed relationships with fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, and in a greater understanding of God's word, his character, and his promises. However, this, everything I've shared in the past and today and everything that I will be sharing about Summer in the City, this is a true account of God's heart for the poor and the inner city. It is an account of his ability to redeem and to create reconciliation within and to completely transform not only one neighborhood but many neighborhoods in Los Angeles and without a doubt in other cities as well. So this is just one of my deeds. It's just one of my deeds to share this account of the Lord's victory with all of you. So thank you for listening to me.